We would fuck with each other. We would fuck with each other in the ER. That's fun, because you don't think that that kind of stuff's happening, but of course it is. My best friend at the time was this guy named Moses. Moses worked there. Moses was a great guy. We would mess with each other. One time, now Moses' job, his job was if somebody died, he would take the bodies down to the morgue, right? So I'm like, well, this is a great setup for a prank. I'll take the body down to the morgue. I'll go back in that room. I'll lay on the stretcher. I'll put a sheet over my head. Like, I'm just going to wait for Moses. Like, this is going to be hilarious, right? Like, I'm just going to, I'll get up, I'll go, you know? And that'll be that. That was not that. No, I go into that room, I bring the body down to the morgue, I lay on the stretcher, sheet over my head. I'm just laying there for like 45 minutes, giggling. No work is getting done. I'm just like, super excited. Moses comes in, he puts his hand on me, I get up, I go, he goes, the dead, screams the words, the dead, cocks back, punches me in the chest, I fall off the stretcher, he runs out of the room, runs. Not like a ha ha ha, like his clothes were standing there and his naked body was like, fuck this, I watch Walking Dead, that shit ain't happening to me, he just took off. Some people think their pranks are cool. What do? I put saran wrap in a toilet bowl. Someone will pee on themselves. Hilarious. I made Moses think the zombie apocalypse was happening. That is how you fuck with a friend. About 6 months later, we're hanging out, and Moses looks at me and he goes, hey, Greg, can you do me a favor? Can you feed the lady in room 20? And I was like, sure. Is there anything I need to know about her? And he goes, well, she's aphasic. And I said, my mom got me this job. I don't know what that means. He was like, it means she can't talk or communicate. You could just go in there, give her a little applesauce, and you can leave. But in my heart, I'm like, no way. Like, what if her brain still works, but she just can't talk? You know, that's people probably aren't giving this woman great care. They probably go in. They probably just, whatever, they do their thing and they leave. Like, that's got to be rough. She must be in her own prison. I'm not doing that shit. I'm going in there. I'm giving this lady the full Greg Stone experience. Like, the whole thing. I mean, like, I'm running joke ideas by her. Airplane food is weird, huh? Why? Inventions I have, like a cold stove. It's a stove that makes your food cold, you know? It's kind of like it's too hot, you put it in the cold stove, chill it down. I don't know if we have the technology. In her head, she must have been like, pull the plug, pull every plug. I cannot listen to this man again. So I'm sitting there, and I take a little applesauce, and I put it in her mouth. And she doesn't swallow. Now I freak out, because I don't know how old people work. Like, am I just keep supposed to just shove more applesauce into her mouth? Do you rub her throat? Do you burp old people? Is that a thing? Like, do I put her up on my back like a baby, just spit her until she burps? Is that, I don't know what to do. So I walk out, and I talk to the head nurse. I go, hey, she's not swallowing. Should I be doing something? And the nurse looks at me and says, what are you talking about? We're just waiting for the coroner to come. Yes. You are all much smarter than me. Because I was like, the coroner, does he know how to feed her? She was like, no, that woman is dead. What were you doing in there for like 45 minutes? And I just see Moses, he's like, got you back, motherfucker! I'm like, dude, that's your level of one-upsmanship? I pretended to be dead. You put me in the room with a dead body that I defiled with applesauce. Like, the coroner's gonna come, be like, passed away, 0800, 0900, get up for a midnight snack? What the fuck is happening here? All right, that's it for me. Thank you guys so much for coming. My name's Greg Stone. Anybody else comes back. So thank you so much for coming. You're all wonderful people. God bless.